Previously on D&D&D.
The four of you are standing on a ledge. There is a massive chasm and this pedestal 50 feet away from you.
Well, Marjorie takes off her two hats and puts on Koyrim's helmet, which was around her waist.
Okay.
What does she see?
You see a path.
Great.
Oh. Ah, she runs it. She runs it. She doesn't tell anybody.
Oh, God.
Well, you guys don't know this. You guys don't know.
None of you have done it. You just see Marjorie
jump, hit, so, like, nothing.
And then Zelda, da-na-na-na, yeah, with a book above my head.
You zig and zag to the pedestal, and you have the book. And
What's the book?
Is the Journals of Plinthor and Belamore.
Oh, I found it! Guys, I am the hero! And I run back.
We did this all for a journal?
Welcome to D&D&D, the Dinner Party Role-Playing Podcast. I'm your host and Dungeon Master James Gressel, and with me, as always, are some fun people. Say hi, fun people.
Hi, fun people.
Hey. I forgot what comes next. The podcast comes next. We play the game. You guys had just found the Journals of Plinthor and Belamore, and we're going to get into the next phase of your adventure, but first, let's have some dinner. What do you guys think?
Sandwich time.
Oh. You're fully satisfied, not hungry at all.
Yeah, just kidding.
If you guys will remember, the food now going forward, including today, factors into the story. So we ate some sandwiches. Everybody kind of made their own sandwiches, and that will be a plot point, kind of.
That we made our own sandwiches. Oh,
let's dive right back in. You guys ready?
Yes.
I think so.
Made some good mayonnaise.
I did.
Ooh, yes, you did.
Yes, that's true. I did make the mayonnaise. I didn't get to make the bread this time.
Yeah, Ralph's got to make the bread.
Wish I could have, but did not have time.
What a terrible name for your grocery store.
Ralph's.
That's a word for throwing up.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you?
I'm going to go to Vomit's, pick up some frozen dinners.
Let's get back in there. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you find yourselves at the Black Oak Inn. It has been 2 days since you found the Journals of Plinthor and Belamore, and you have been more or less looking over them since to very little result. So far, what you have figured out is that there are just a bunch of entries from all over the known world that describe places and people and a lot of food, but you haven't really figured out what any of it means in terms of aiding your quest to find Hank Urthadar. In reading these journals, you found that there are entries from places like Hosk, the Kingdom of Hosk, the north, which is where Nils is from. There are entries from as far west as the coastal city of Umbradina and as far east as the Talon Peninsula, which is a empire that is bordering the Moonshadow Valley to the east, the neighboring kingdom to Knight's Pass and the Moonshadow Valley. There's all kinds of places in this journal, but you haven't been able to figure out what any of it really means. So you've been sitting at the inn trying to figure this out when your old friend Gallagher, the bartender, brings over some sandwiches for you. And they are
delicious.
Delicious sandwiches, melty cheese, vegetables, fresh, crunchy vegetables. Everything is very nice and fresh and good. Gallagher says, oh, no charge for you guys. You guys helped out the farmers. These are from them. They said that any of their goods that you guys order here is on them. So no charge. Here's a plate of sandwiches from your friend Carrot Top.
Oh, what a good guy.
Yeah.
Anything's free?
Anything of theirs. I mean, like the
sauerkraut?
If you would like some sauerkraut, we can probably make that. Okay. And then Gallagher leaves to go get Marjorie a bowl of sauerkraut.
I'm going to finish my sandwich before that gets here.
But as this plate of sandwiches arrives, something kind of clicks. You're not quite sure what. So everybody make a investigation roll.
8.
Yeah, 22.
10.
Bad.
Bad? Bad roll. Not a 1, though.
No.
Okay.
14.
Fletch, this plate of sandwiches arrives, and some dots start to connect for you. You stayed up most of the night with Gallagher talking about things, as you're kind of wont to do now.
Yeah. I only need 4 hours of sleep.
You were talking about the Haveling Grocers Guild and how happy that Gallagher is to be able to get all of his produce and things from them now that Zemem Brevrisk and his ilk are kind of driven out of town and how grateful he is for your guys' hand in that. And you're remembering this conversation and you're remembering a particular passage from the journals that came about the middle of the journal. So you didn't really even think it was going to help early on. But you do remember seeing this, and now you're kind of thinking maybe there's something more to this, and I'm going to send this to the Discord right now.
Okay, am I reading this to the team, or am I reading this?
Like, light bulb just came up. You're like, oh, I think there's something to this. So, however,
team, I think I've had an epiphany. Listen to this.
Okay.
It's always a joy to come to Night's Pass, my home away from home. And whenever I do, I make sure to persuade some of my good friends of the city to sponsor an invite to the Knight's Pass Guild Hall, the hall where the upper echelons of city's guilds come together to discuss the issues of the day over a veritable feast of the Moonshadow Valley's finest foods, while many in attendance flock to the decadent seafood stews of the fishmongers or the magical desserts of the wizards. I would go straight for the halfling grocer's sandwiches. Fresh bread, cool mayonnaise, smoked meat, and cheese. Excuse me?
Just, I don't know, you know, man, sometimes there are mayonnaise that you just want to pick on because they're so lame, but that was some cool mayonnaise.
Yeah. Okay.
That was some cool mayonnaise.
I wasn't sure if I pronounced the word incorrectly.
No, you did great.
Okay. Okay, so the fresh bread, the cool mayonnaise, the... Can I finish?
It's just a fucking jar of mayonnaise with sunglasses on it. That's what's in my head. I'm sorry. It's funny.
God, okay. Fresh bread. Cool Stop giggling. I'm trying to be serious. There's an epiphany. Smoked meat and cheese all topped with the freshest vegetables grown with care in the valley's fields. But the key to the success of the guild
hall... Is the mayonnaise. It's pretty cool, man.
Listen. Do you guys have it all out of your system?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't even know where I left off, but the key to this. Oh, yeah. You said mayonnaise was the key to the success. Okay. So without the guest list, nothing else works. So carefully put together by its author, the guest list is truly a cool work of art and essential to the enjoyment of the whole affair. I don't know what any of this means now because I've lost my train of thought thanks to the gigglings. DM, what does this mean?
I want magical wizard desserts.
That does sound pretty good.
Your investigation check, there's something to this. You know that there is something in this passage that means something that can help you try to figure out what the rest of the journal means.
I mean, it says the key to the success of the guild hall gatherings was the guest list. And if you take the middle part out of that sentence, isn't what you normally do with sentences. But then it says the key is the guest list. I don't know.
Hey, thought, right. It's been 2 days. Are we all rested and shit?
Yep.
I mean, it's good to rest, but there's a child out there missing from his parents, and I want to, you know, a good place to start is the first place you start with. So let's go to the grocer's, get an invite, and go to this party.
Oh, when's that?
Hank's like a grown adult,
but he's kind still of. A lost boy.
How old would Hank be?
Like 17, 18.
Like 17, 18?
Yeah, I'd call that a lost boy.
So we need to find the guest list.
When do you become a man?
I don't know. I call people kids as long as they're younger than me.
That's a lot of people.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
There was a rite in my village. When one becomes a man, you've already milked
by
that
age. Is it something
with
milk?
Oh. No, you've already milked by that age. But this is the first time when you must slaughter a aged cow. We did eat beef. Is this, you're looking at me like this is a surprise?
Yeah, I didn't think you guys ate beef.
Oh, we did. Yeah, I mean, we honor the full life of
old,
a cow.
Old
to
beef.
Eat old meat. Yeah,
yeah, that's gotta that's gross.
When
that's
old gross. And life is not the quality that you want for it, you want to give it a good, comfortable.
But why
rest.
You gotta eat it then?
Yeah, that sounds like
to
really
honor
bad.
As if you are honoring the full body of the animal.
But you can't put that in the fridge because the meat's probably bad already.
You gotta eat
it's
it right away
dying meat.
And it already tastes bad.
Why wouldn't you eat,
we've got a full village to feed.
Well, you used to.
Whoa. Whoa.
A voice says from somewhere.
It's Gallagher.
Yeah, Gallagher's like, didn't you tell me once that in these last 2 days that your village was destroyed? This is your clue. This is the first clue based on food for the game.
Food clue.
The key is the guest list.
Is that what your perception said?
So, yes. DM, is that what I mean?
If you want like definitive answers, I guess you would have to roll, but...
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so
let me
Carrot
roll
Top would be on the top family farm. Where do we find people who can get us on the list?
Well, also, it says it's so carefully put together by the author. Do we even know who writes the guest list?
Isn't it Pilsner? Pipsler? Plipslor? Popsy? Popsidopolis? What's
Plinth?
His name? Plintherin? Plintherin.
He wrote this, but he did not write the guest list for the guild hall.
So can I roll to see who wrote the guest list? Roll to see if the key is the guest list?
You could roll to interpret this, okay. Sure.
Would that be?
And then I'll give you hints. This is how we're going to handle hints so that we're not like trying to puzzle this out.
Yeah, we just got this.
Yeah, I did. I just sent this because I wanted it to be fresh. How we're going to handle hints is you guys can roll investigation checks, and if you beat a certain number, I will give you a hint.
Okay, I'm going to roll it for an investigation check.
Okay.
22.
Great. Real good investigating, Fletch.
A detective elf over here.
I'm on my cool glasses.
You notice in the script, in the actual writing of this journal, first you notice that guest list is capitalized.
Ooh, guys, guest list is capitalized.
And it's slightly more aslant than the rest of his writing, almost as if it's italicized.
Ooh.
You kind of zero in on a couple of phrases. The key to success is the guest list, like what Marjorie pointed out. Mm-hmm. And without the guest list, nothing else works. So you think that there might be something to this.
Is it a key? Like a map key? So when you like, because you know, in the thieves world, sometimes you like pee on a piece of paper and then you write, you pee in a cup and then you use your pee to write stuff on a paper and then you heat that paper. This might also work with lemon juice.
But when you do it, you do it with pee.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm realizing now where I went wrong, but. You would heat up the paper, and then it would show you information. Yeah. And if that was on, like, a transparent piece of paper, you could put it on top of a map, and it would give you, like, a little dot, 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 and X marks the spot where the hits go.
We certainly haven't tried piss or lemon juice on these journal pages.
I can piss on the journal if you want.
Let's not do that.
No.
Okay.
To begin with.
Anybody else want to look for another clue?
Yeah, what do I do?
Roll an investigation check.
Investigator.
Wow.
It's a one.
It's a one.
He pisses on the thing.
You take the book and you're like turning it upside down. You're like holding it up to the light. You're like doing ridiculous things to see if it tells you anything about it. And it does not.
Okay.
I rolled a 12 investigation.
The same things stand out to you, but you also kind of notice that multiple guilds are listed.
This
isn't just a singular guild hall. This seems to be a gathering place of, like, the city's guilds.
Do you think we should go to wherever this is held?
It's what? It's a party?
Yeah.
It's a building.
What if we start
And it's a party in that building.
What if we start with the Halfling Grocers Guild? Because they're our friends. Maybe they can put in the good word for us rather than showing up and be like, hey,
or maybe they know
in.
About what this party is.
Yeah.
Are any of the members in
The city?
I was thinking in the inn.
Oh, in the inn.
They hang out here.
You look around and know it's pretty slow right now. You're the only people who are gathered in like the
where my halflings at? I yell out.
There's no risk. Gallagher kind of looks up from behind the bar and then goes back to whatever he was doing, but there's nobody else around in the inn. It's between breakfast and lunch, so like there haven't yet been people from the city who have like come in
are
for meals.
Are we brunching?
You're kind of brunching.
Oh my gosh.
You're kind of brunching. It's an early lunch. There aren't people gathered yet here for their like who are like taking their meals. It's like a work day. Nobody's like milling around really in the inn specifically, other than Gallagher.
All right. When I put my head to it, what makes sense is that we figure out who wrote the guest list and perhaps get the guest list, because that's the key to success. So we have to figure out what the middle part is from us here to us having the guest list and the author in our sights. Mm-hmm. So, let's track down the Halfling Guild.
Let's head to the marketplace. Is that where they are?
I don't know. I'm what? Because I'm a halfling. I know where all the halflings hang out.
Because you're from here. I thought you'd know this. You know.
Oh yeah, that's where they are.
Okay, good.
You guys are at the Black Oak Inn, which is near the entrance to the Moon Town, where you have your cottage now. It is at the north end of what is called Temple Row, which is a street full of like big temples for various religions and faiths, as well as some more official buildings. And then if you're looking for the Havelings Grocers Guild, you're going to travel east down like kind of the main street through Knight's Pass, past Acorn Corner, where the mansion was, Zemem's mansion.
How's it looking from the outside?
You want to swing past it, just check it out for nostalgia's sake?
Yes.
Yeah, and just see if there's any, you know, visible, like, fire damage.
There is. It's kind of midday now by the time you get over here, and you see that there is some fire damage.
Ooh, you know what?
On the lower floors, like, you can see that there's kind of some soot still next to some of the windows, which have yet to be replaced. It's roped off. There's a kind of police line.
No one's in there?
One's in there.
Who owns it now?
Dude, let's buy it.
And can we purchase it?
Yeah, let's buy it and flip it.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Buy it and just live there.
It can be our new operations.
Flip it for ourselves.
I mean, do you guys
want to
do this? Our campaign operations.
Where's the realtor?
Side quest.
Episode of fixing up and flipping a house.
I have 10,000 gold pieces.
Oh, yeah, because you were a bird and you probably didn't pay back Stormy.
Exactly.
You were a deadbeat.
He took the gem. He took my gem.
It's fine.
See?
Roll investigation or perception to try to figure out how to figure this out.
Yeah, at 20.
Dirty 20?
Beth probably has.
19.
19? Okay. Fletch and Margarin, looking around, you see at a nearby mansion, a little bit smaller, but still a nice house in this Acorn Corner neighborhood. There is a for sale real estate sign in front of it advertising the real estate agency of a person whose name is Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Nice.
Gerbert.
Like Gerbert. Gerbert. Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Gerbert. Gerbert.
Gerbert. Gerbert. Gerbert. Realty.
Oh, God.
Gerbert. Gerbert. Realtor.
Yep.
Realtor.
Realbert.
Realbert. No fake Berts. Gerbert Mertbert Realty. Gerbert is selling one of the nearby homes. And there's a painting of Gerbert kind of with his arms crossed, leaning against
oh my God.
Is he a human?
Trustworthy.
He's not a human. He's actually a lizard folk.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, yeah, he's a thin humanoid lizard with like a multicolored fringe on the top of his head and a Fu Manchu kind of mustache. On the end of
his
snout.
That's my favorite NPC.
Is he outside? Is he local? Can we talk to him right now?
There is an address on the sign. Jesus Christ.
All right, go on.
Continue. We're ruining everything.
Wait, I was just helping us find Hank.
Because we need a base of operations.
Dude,
and a castle
who else
is
would
more
know
deserving.
About all the buildings in town?
That's true.
More than Gerbert Merbert Realtor.
You got me there. Oh, hey, Zabbis, it's a lizard folk. They love you. Oh, no.
I don't know if it's the same guy.
I thought they were all from there.
Well, it's a good thing he wasn't here to hear you ask that question.
It's okay. Baby steps, Julio.
I got it out in here. It's okay.
Oh, my God. All right, so can we go to this address?
Yeah, there's an address. Like most businesses, this is in Oak Shield, but it's more in the north part of this neighborhood, which is that kind of borders Acorn's Corner. So this is like the Brentwood.
Cut to us in Brentwood already.
Okay.
We just fast traveled.
Yeah.
This is super important.
Hey, everybody. Russell here with a few quick announcements, and then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 37 of D&D&D. 37? Wow. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&DPod on Twitter and D&D&DPod on Instagram. Or email us at dndndpod@gmail.com. Thanks to everybody who has tweeted about the show. People like Maddie at Maddie Hem on Twitter, who says, "Thank you, D&D&DPod, for making me cackle in the library during the first week of class. I greatly appreciate it. I'm Team Campaign Meat Maw." Thanks, Maddie. Thanks to Kobe Loves Horror on Twitter, currently drowning in homework, but D&D&DPod is keeping me going. Crying emoji. Thanks to Kira Davidson, so I'm still not caught up yet, but I've been listening to D&D&DPod at work, and I'm nearly halfway through episode 23. And honestly, how have I taken so long to listen to this podcast? Jesus Christ, I'm shipping Marge and Fletch to an unhealthy level. Thank you for tweeting about the show and for listening and for joining us later. Thanks to Quiet Compassion on Twitter, excited to see Juno continue to make use of his comeback cone. Yes, the comeback cone, a very fun item that Joel has made good use of so far. If you have an idea for a magic item and you would like to see it perhaps used in the show at some point, you can email it to us at dndndpod@gmail.com. I have a running table of items that I have put together for the team when they get an opportunity for treasure or to purchase stuff from a shop. I'm going to the listener submitted magic item table, so there is chance that if you submit a magic item, it will find its way onto the show. Additionally, if you have an idea for a wild magic surge for Zabbis, you can email that to us as well. We are keeping track of those, and now anytime that Zabbis casts a sorcerer spell, he has a chance to roll on the wild magic table. There are a lot of really fun listener submitted wild magic effects that hopefully we will get a chance to witness sometime soon. We had a really great time recording this session. This is just the first part of what is probably going to be at least three parts. The second half of this is Buck Wild. So that's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun. You're outside the offices of Gerbert Mertbert, realtor. Gerbert Mertbert, realtor. What do you like to do? You want to go inside?
Yes, we walk inside.
Little bell rings, and there's a lizard folk receptionist.
Named?
There's a nameplate in front of on her desk.
It has to end in Bert.
It's a Carebert.
Yeah.
Carebert, the receptionist lizard
Carebert,
lady.
No last name?
What does it say on the nameplate? Just Carebert the receptionist lizard?
Carebert the receptionist lizard. No, it just
Carebert
says...
Carebert the receptionist it just says, lizard.
It just says Carebert receptionist. And you guys walk in, and she gets up and she says, oh, welcome to Gerbert Mertbert Realty. How can I help you find people? And she's short. She's about of a height with Flack.
Carebert, it's nice to meet you. My name is Fletch Stormtail.
Oh, hey, on that walk that we cut out, during that walk, I grabbed a fly that was flying around.
You did?
I did.
Roll for that.
What?
What kind of roll is it?
Dexterity.
Just straight dexterity mod, no proficiency. You're just trying to pluck a fly out of the air?
Yeah. Kay. 19.
Damn it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so that's in my pocket.
Okay. Are you trying to keep this fly alive?
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you could put a fly in to keep it alive? Because I'm not going to let you keep a live fly in your pocket.
Oh, the bag of holding?
It's just Zabbis has the bag of holding.
It would get lost.
It would get very lost in the bag.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Then we'd lay eggs. Then we would just.
Oh, no. Don't do it. That's how we'll get rid of the bag.
I put it in my uke case.
Okay. God damn it. Yep. All right. Legit.
I love how badly you don't want him to keep this fly.
I don't. I just. I'm afraid of what this is going to be. This whole thing is all right. So Carebert. Yes. Welcome, Fletch. Can I get you guys anything? Coffees, waters.
I'll take a coffee.
Be right back. And then she goes into a back room and comes back with big pewter. Like she can barely hold this thing.
Before she comes back, Juno just says to Fletch, "Hey, remember to drop that we're heroes. We save this whole city." Get, perks.
Oh, and discounts. Back pocket. Okay. Super mayor.
I was going to leave with that as well.
Okay. So Carebert comes back with like a big pewter mug of coffee that's about half the size of her, and she's like having trouble carrying it, so it's sloshing around a little bit.
I help her.
Okay, great. Nice. You help her, and you guys are of a height, so she like looks into your eyes, and you like feel something real quick.
This is a lady.
And she gives you the big pewter. She's like, oh, do you have it? I know. We only have a human-sized... mugs. I'm sorry.
I have a human sized heart and appetite.
And she like giggles. What can I do for you, Mr. Stormtail? Was it?
Yes, it was. Thank you for remembering, Carebert. We were walking past.
It's ironic coming from you.
What?
Nothing.
Yes. So, Carebert, we were walking by the old Zemembrevsk mansion. We noticed it was pretty destroyed.
Yes, for Acorn Corner, a good property.
Yes. So, I mean, we would be interested in taking a look at the property to get it off your hands, because we know it's pretty destroyed, and we're looking for this would be our first home We're looking to, you know,
it's a big home for a first time purchase.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we actually saved the city from Zemem Brevrisk.
Roll persuasion on this one because this is not public knowledge.
Flack, you want to help him out with this one?
Oh, I got charisma.
Yeah.
No, oh, you can't help this. You cannot help
this. I rolled a 15 and then my charisma is 1. So
16?
Yeah.
And you were saying you're heroes.
We were heroes. Yeah, we saved.
What is your aim for this? Are you trying to get like
a hero's discount?
Okay.
Yeah, what are those good guy discounts?
You know, we want to persuade her to sell us the mansion at a low cost.
That is interesting. I mean, it could be good for business if we were to be known as the type of company that could be involved with some good guys, and you guys have the look of some adventuring types, which, you know, that really does help to drive people into the shop. If we could get some, maybe we could work out some kind of publicity arrangement. So
are we influencers?
We are now.
Let me see if Mr. Mertbert is available.
Fantastic.
And we'll get something set up for you guys.
Any relation?
You know, he's my uncle. I don't usually tell people because I want people to think that I got this job on my own. It's hard for a lizard person to get work in a city.
No, I understand. Sure.
Yeah.
You gotta hustle where you can.
Trust me, we're both very qualified, fully licensed fantasy realtors. So let me see if Mr. Murpert is available. You guys hang tight just for a minute. And then she goes into a back room. So you guys have a minute now to discuss whatever it is you're doing.
So I want to be able to leave and go find Hank. Are we just getting this while the price is low and then coming back and rehabbing it later?
I'm for the ride here.
I'm excited. I've never owned a home before.
This is a great opportunity for us to
live out our fantasies.
Yes, to live out our wildest fantasies. And I feel like if we buy this place, we'll own it, and then we can come back to it whenever we want.
I might suggest doing some math to figure out how much money you guys do have.
I mean, this place,
let's not tell Gressel and tip our hand.
Here, I'm going to put a number into my phone. And
I'm
going
to write a
around.
Number down and show it to you.
I just want us to make a purchase we don't need right now. I mean, let's hear the price, but we might need money to go and buy our way to different cities.
No, it's
to look
not
for
a
Hank.
Purchase. It's an investment.
Right. But I do need money to upgrade equipment, and we need to. Okay, let's hear.
And at that point, a very well-dressed, thin lizard man, a little bit taller than Flack, comes into the room. He has a very sharp, finely starched white shirt and a blue blazer, which is a very striking look for the time, and a bolo tie. And the pendant that holds the bolo together has a image. You can tell that there's like kind of swamp imagery on it. At the end, it has very shiny silver tassels on the end of the bolo. And he has, as I said, like he was depicted in his painting, a Fu Manchu mustache on the end of his snout. Would you call a lizard a snout? Perfect. Chelsea just showed me a drawing. And
I'm
he
gonna
has
have Beth make it
a very, very colorful fringe at the top of
his
head. Because
I want this as a shirt. So bad.
He does have a tail, as did Carebert.
Oh, I noticed.
Yes.
Ooh.
And the tail is doing things as he's going around. It's like picking up things, and it closes the door behind him as he comes in. And he says, "So I hear y'all looking for a nice new home. God damn it! I'm not going to be able to keep this up.
Best NPC. Bert.
That's right, Mr. Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town." And we want a place
Jesus
to crash.
Jesus Christ.
Shut it damn. Down. Episode
that's
over.
That's damn it.
Goodbye.
God damn it.
That went right over my head.
Oh, the song. Yeah. Boys are back in town by Thin Lizzy.
Is there a thing that... Oh.
That's their band.
Yeah.
Fun.
The Breverest property. It's a fine property.
Well, it's pretty destroyed, but we know
it has minor fire damage.
Minor is an understatement.
We used to attend.
It's a beautiful ballroom.
We used to attend parties there. We know what it used to look like, and we know what it looks like now.
Yeah, we attended the party that there was.
No, parties.
We attended the parties. So
okay, roll persuasion, both of you.
No. Remember, we're rich.
18 net. That's it.
Oh, yeah, with your zero.
Yeah. I'm doing all right here.
I do a very minor magic trick.
Ooh.
What I also got a hand.
You almost made him choke.
You got 18?
18, yeah.
You both got 18.
Okay. Zabbis. what are you doing?
I'm trying to think of ones I haven't done before. Like, what are really dumb?
I also like that Zabbis hasn't really said anything. It's just in the corner playing with magic. Yeah. This lizard's like, what? It just takes to him.
Is that what you're doing? Are you like kind of separate?
Here's tossing. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, look, you know what? I like you already. And I took one of your business cards and I like take a business card out from behind his, he doesn't have ears, I realize. Somewhere.
Also, you're wearing that cloak that billows constantly,
right? Yeah, fuck
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Gerbert cannot take his eyes off of Zabbis.
Awesome.
Like, he's, you know, aware that other people are talking, but like between the cloak and now this, he's like trying to hold it together and be
also professional. Also, his bolo pendant has some swamp imagery, and the swamp lizards were who worshipped you.
Yeah. Oh shit.
He's been in town for a while. He's made it in the big city. He's like he went on like a Rumspringa and didn't come back. Okay. But yeah, he cannot take his eyes off of Zabbis. So you guys have advantage on those deception rolls. What did you roll?
18.
Roll twice and take the better just in case you hit a nat or something.
Nope. 18.
16.
Yeah. Okay. So 18.
Also, Mr. Lizard.
Mertbert.
Mr. Mertbert. I'm not sure if you're. This is not. I'm just saying that we are also. If you happen to know Throck, do you know Throck? We are friends of the people of the swamp nearby. I'm not sure if you know them.
No, that's a different kind of lizard. I come from a different swamp.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's been a while since I got some prejudice like that in the city. I'm a fixture in the city.
Juno goes outside.
You'll have to excuse our human friend.
I'm sure y'all are not from around here. I don't recognize y'all. But it is a lovely property. I'm sure if you did attend parties like y'all said, you know how gorgeous it is. And like I said, just minor fire damage. It's nothing that we can't take care of. There is the little matter of that how it has been controlled by the city watch.
Did they patch the hole?
Now, how do y'all know about the hole?
We were there when the terrorists struck.
You were at the terrorist party.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call it the terrorist party.
I heard that a lot of people died in that party. So, man, some scary stuff. And y'all still interested?
I lost one of my true first loves there, and so it holds sentimental value.
Do we feel like you got to go back to the what?
Oh, Marjorie.
I was just trying to level with you.
Do we get a discount because people died there?
Oh yeah, it might be a haunted mansion now.
There is the matter of the permits, which is a complicated matter because the police are involved. The asking price on the property right now is $150. It's a mansion, 1,000 gold.
I'm sorry, first time home buyer.
Let me see the number that we wrote down, and
we can do a down payment.
I know it'll be tempting, but we cannot take up any offers on subprime murders.
We can work something out with y'all if y'all are motivated to sell us. It's a very prime property that we are trying to move at a discount rate, but that is the starting price. But if y'all wanted to make an offer, I'd be willing to hear any cash offers.
I'm concerned that since the mansion was already the target of a terrorist attack, that it may be, you know, the subject target once again in the future.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You want to roll persuasion on this to try to get the
Nat 20.
This mansion is ours.
I'm so excited.
You know, that's a fair point that I had not considered. Lightning does strike twice. That is the common saying. Lightning always strikes twice.
Exactly. Yes.
Why don't I knock
35% gold
off of that to start?
35%?
I don't know what that math is.
I mean,
somebody
that would be about 100,000 because that's a third.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So you're knocking $100,000.
So let's go to 90. Yeah, let's go to 95.
95. Okay. How about 15,000 and we call it sold?
What, you're offering 15? I asked for 95.
Yes.
I legit just called you Mike because I was like, what the fuck?
If you want to roll persuasion on this, you can.
Nope.
He was just goofing.
I was just goofing around. I've never purchased a home.
But so how's your business been doing?
It's been slower. We rent a lot of properties. We own some properties and we do rent them out. But as far as purchasing large mansions like this,
sure.
Since a lot of the wealthy people were killed in this terrorist attack, the mansion market is not great right now.
You know what might help your business though? A little jingle.
Ooh.
I could work in me writing a jingle for your business. If you'd agree to knock down the price a little bit, that would be an investment on your part.
Well, can I get a little taste? Can I get one for free?
Are you tired of sleeping in the dirt? Then just come down to Gerber Burt's.
I am.
Oh, look, it's already effective.
Juno pauses his head and I'm sure that's drawing the kind of upper echelon clientele that you're looking for. People sleeping
well,
in the
dirt. Get back outside.
Roll performance.
22.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, he's into it. He's like clapping along.
Yeah. Oh, this might be a time for enthralling performance.
A 10-minute performance?
No, it's different now. We did change it. I forget exactly what the rules were, but I think we did change it to like 3 or something, like something much more reasonable.
Okay, let me do that.
Okay, what is that? That's a charisma save.
Wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw. I have to give Gerbert Mertbert a wisdom modifier. Yes. He's a successful businessman. He probably has a little bit of wisdom to him, but he did not roll well. So no, he is super into your performance. I was like, oh my god,
you won't leave with your wallet hurt. Coming down to Gerbert Mertbert's.
How's Carebert feel watching this?
Yeah.
Carebert is transfixed. She's like leaning on her desk with like her head on top of her folded hands. Like.
And as I finished the performance on my uke,
yeah.
The fly has been inside the uke. It went into the and I snatch it out and I throw it at Carebert.
Oh, she like snatches it out of the air with her tongue. Nice. Oh, yeah.
And then I wink at her.
Oh,
oh wow.
Oh, she like knocks something over on her desk.
I just want to say that.
Tries to recover it real quick.
Carebert is basically my Twitter handle. It's like very close.
Gerbert is enthralled by this performance. He is so moved by your proposal of using this as a jingle, even though there's no recording equipment.
Yeah.
Or mass media. he's like, all right, y'all, I feel good. I feel good. I feel like we can get a deal right now, right here, today. We can get you to sign. What is your top end final offer?
I will throw in a redesigned logo for your business. And
y'all don't like this one? You don't like this? And he does the pose for the
thing. No, it'll be the same thing, but I can do a portrait of you, so it'll be a beautiful painting and it'll look very, very classy and high end.
Can y'all paint me in that cloak?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The can you do the bill? Because I feel like this pose really captures the mustaches.
Yeah.
The best.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
But if the mustaches were billowing and the cloak was billowing?
Yeah, here's what I'm thinking.
We could be in business.
Bus benches. Do you know what a bus is?
Yes.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, you will find out eventually, spoilers, there is a large-scale carriage industry.
So,
not in Knight's Pass, elsewhere.
Okay. So, okay, the concept of bus benches can exist.
That exists.
Cool. Okay, so bus bench, and here's what I'm thinking. It's you on the left, and you have your arms folded, and the billowing cape is out, and it's stretched across the whole bench.
Wow.
And then the text is on the cape.
I like that.
That's
pretty
cool, right?
That's pretty
cool. I like that a lot. But we do need, this isn't an in-kind transaction, because it is a mansion.
Sure.
So what we will need some gold to go with this.
Juno comes back in. Holding up his gator tooth necklace.
And says, oh, no. Where'd y'all get that?
Oh.
Juno.
No good.
All right, Margarine pushes Juno outside and goes with him. And we're just going to sit outside for a minute.
Oh, no good.
Oh, no. Where'd you get that?
We're just going to have a little talk about our.
I thought that the lizards gave it to us, but I think now I remember that the frogs had it. That makes sense. Oh.
Oh boy.
You're kind of our de facto accountant here, Stormy.
You want to make an offer?
Oh, you wrote something.
I mean, yeah, we need to. I'm bad at making.
Oh.
Deals.
Well,
how's 20k sound?
Ooh, 20's low.
And a gem.
What kind of gem?
Emerald.
Can I see this emerald?
I take the emerald out of my pocket and hand it to Mertbert.
I really need something else to sweeten this spot. I mean, that is, it is a mansion, and that is a low, low price.
And another gem.
So this is both the emerald and the sapphire from the box, the present boxes.
Yes, these are not just
and
20, any gems.
20,000 gold pieces. Is this all your gold?
No.
What is all your gold?
No,
we're not.
I thought that was Gressel
asking me.
Can you come up 5K?
Four.
Four and a half.
Okay.
So 24,500
mm-hmm.
and both of those gems.
And you're forgetting.
And the song.
And the portrait.
And the benches.
Yeah.
The advertising.
Okay.
Yeah! Yeah!
We bought a mansion.
We bought a mansion.
But you guys have to pay for the paperwork that needs to be done with the police.
And how much does that cost?
Hey, I think we'll be able to handle that. Yeah, we got an in with them.
Okay, that's true. It's going to take me a little bit to put all this together. And Carebert and I are going to get all the paperwork worked out. Why don't you guys come back tomorrow and sign everything?
I just want to say this is the most millennial shit. Like, we're playing D&D and we're living our
this
wildest
dreams. This is such a fantasy to purchase
a
house.
We're going
to
buy a house.
All right, guys, here's the game where you can do anything you want that you can't do in real life. Let's buy a house.
Let's be homeowners. That's so fucking sad.
I would just like to thank you so much for the opportunity to do business with you. And might I also say, you have a lovely niece working here. I think promotion might be. I wouldn't have had the inspiration for that jingle had not been for Carebert there. And I throw her another wink.
She like stumbles a little bit on the desk again.
I grab her elbow.
Oh my God.
She like was gonna put her coffee down, but like missed the table, so it like half started to spill. Are you gonna try to stabilize it? Make a old D&D it was a reflex save. Make a acrobatics roll.
18.
Yeah, okay. You like grab it and like keep it from spilling, and then your faces are like close to each other and you look up. And you like lock eyes for a second, and then she like shyly looks away.
Cool.
I'm here for this.
Why don't y'all come back tomorrow? We'll have all the paperwork ready for you guys. We'll get you to sign on the line that is dotted, as they say, and you'll be the proud owners of Four Acorns Corner.
Four Acorns Corner,
which is the former residence of the scoundrel Zemem Breversk.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Indeed. I will say that the home was valued at 150,000, so this is a wonderful investment. I think you guys did a great job. I don't quite understand exactly how y'all did this, because you did fleece me good. But I do appreciate the sale. So yeah, come on by tomorrow. We'll get you to sign the papers, and you guys will be on your way. So thank you all very, very much. And I would love to get a mock-up of the sign. And if you could sheet music out that jingle, because that really is the only way to distribute that in this day and age. I am going to take all of this money now, though.
Okay.
And then we'll get you all set.
Just imagine him like, I'm going to take this now. Just like scoop
him. And he does. And he actually has a pouch and he scoops it into like a lizardy.
Juno's going to come back in for just 1 second, do an investigation roll.
Investigation
roll. Because I've watched you do it so many times. I know he's going to do an investigation roll, see if this business is on the up and up.
I tried.
They seem
What it? Okay.
Because he's taking all the money now. He's not taking like some collateral. He's taking all of it.
You're trying to determine if
he's trying to be
lying.
Racist.
Yes. What kind of role is that?
That's insight.
Insight. I'm doing insight check.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. He is on the up and up. As far as you can tell, he is on the up and up.
Cool. Juno retreats.
Thank you so much, Mr. Murphy.
Just peeking in the window like,
oh yeah.
Are his eyes shifty? Is he sweating?
Oh my God. Just the image of him popping in with that necklace was like, like, oh no, where'd
y'all get that?
So fucking funny.
So that episode just happened. D&D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold. Next time on D&D&D.
This is the last place on the planet I want to be. And sitting, yeah, I'm all wet. It smells like fish and just gross swampy, like lake water. And I have to speed eat this mayonnaise. Like, fuck, no. Okay, I want to figure out where we are. Like, how far did we go?
Stay took a turn, for sure.